A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
WGR Sports Radio 550, Sal Capaccio with you for another hour here. Going to have Bills long snapper Reed Ferguson join me in just a moment. We'll get to that. It is National Golf Day, apparently. I didn't realize this until I started seeing hashtags National Golf Day on Twitter with some golf pictures from people. So, you know, Jeremy put some stuff up. Nate, Kevin Sylvester, Tita Green Show, Brian Koziol. National Golfers Day. Excuse me. National Golf Day or National Golfers Day? I don't know which one it is, but either way, I put up a picture of me playing at Craigburn. I miss playing golf for sure. I know that with the order now, you can't have any golf courses open, so no golf for anybody out there. No sports going on for anybody, but we still try to find a way to keep the train moving, and that's what we're doing here on WGR Sports Radio 550. And a guy that's keeping the train moving for all of our healthcare workers out there doing a really, really great thing. Before I booked him to come on, and when I booked him to come on the program today, this had not even been announced. So I'm so glad that I can talk to him about it now because it just came out within the past hour. And that is Bills long snapper Reed Ferguson, who joins me on the West Her Hotline, who's doing something really, really cool and great and awesome for some of our frontline workers. So I'll let you tell everybody about it, Reed. But thank you so much for joining me here on WGR today.
What's up, Sal? Thanks for having me on. reached out and got connected with the guys over at La Nova Pizza yesterday, and we decided to partner up and go in for some meals, a bunch of sheet pizzas and some pasta, and I think they threw in some salads as well, and they're feeding everybody over at Oshai, the Children's Hospital in downtown today. Basically everybody that works in the building. Just a way to show our appreciation. We're truly grateful for everybody over there that's working really on the front lines against the virus right now and trying to keep everybody healthy.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you for doing that. Everybody needs as much help as they can get to help out one another. I know you're dipping into your own pocket here to help out. Why is this cause, and why Oshai Children's Hospital? So is this the cause that you decided to spend this money on?
I've been doing visits over there with the children really since I got up to Buffalo. Our old punter, Colton Schmidt, got me involved with the Punt Foundation that I work with year-round now. But we do routine children's visits, just go and try to brighten some spirits every now and then with some of the kids that are struggling in there in the hospital. So, I've been doing it for, like I said, about 4 years now since I've been a part of the Bills organization, and just felt like it was the right move.
Well, awesome. Thank you very much for doing that, like I said. And obviously, people can learn more about it. You did a little video a little while ago, SnapFlow69 on Twitter. You can go check that out where you talk about it and exactly what's going on. So thanks for being a part and doing your part in the fight here. And how are things going for you personally? Let's talk about that first. You, your family, your fiance, how's everything going for you through this whole situation?
Yeah, it's going, I guess you could say it's going about as well as it could be. We're down here in Atlanta for the, this is where I spend my off season, but I guess we're, I'll be spending a few more weeks than originally planned down here. No, it's going well. We're trying to, we're staying in as much as we can, making an exception to go to the grocery store just to get food and all, but, as we stroll down the egg aisle, we always pass the toilet paper and it's empty. So, it's going well. We set up a little volleyball net in the backyard. So we've been trying to keep busy, at least trying to get outside and do some stuff when we're not working out of the garage.
And I said, fiance, I think if I remember right, you just got engaged not too long ago. And then you also went to Israel together before this whole thing happened. Tell me a little bit about all of this.
Yeah, that's right. Got engaged February 1st. Kind of right before the whole deal blew up a little bit. But then we went to the end of February. We went to Israel for about 10 days, and we that was an incredible trip to be able to be on the ground over there in the Holy Land. Kind of fitting as we go through Holy Week right now, but. It was an incredible trip. There was about a group of 30 of us that went, and Lynn, our team chaplain, put it all together. So that was great. Really, a trip of a lifetime. And we came back, and that's kind of when everything started to shut down. So I think we kind of hit it right at the right moment. It was incredible. And then March felt like it lasted forever, and here we are 10 days into April.
So. What do you do now as far as your contact with the team? Is it any different than it normally would be this time of year? Now, obviously, you guys wouldn't even be reporting until April 20th, which is the first day of the off-season program. That's going to change. But what have you been doing, and is any different as far as your contact with your coaches, with your teammates, and things like that right now?
Yeah, we've had the contact's been pretty minimal. I've tried to keep in contact with the other specialists right now. And just kind of keep that relationship going and make sure everybody's, getting their work done and making sure they're staying in shape and stuff. Because, once the 20th comes around, we're going to have, there's going to be some stuff for us to do, meetings and workouts and whatnot. So just making sure that we're mentally ready for OTAs to come around, even though we're not. Actually together, you still want to be in the right frame of mind so that you can start, getting ready for the season, hopefully.
And how does a pro athlete train through all of this? What do you do to make sure you're getting in your lifts, your runs, all that stuff?
A lot of it right now, and just because I've never really had to have one, I've bought... some stuff to kind of make makeshift home gym, bands, sandbags, weighted vests, kettlebells, stuff like that, just to do as much as we can. Basically getting everything except, a squat rack. I don't really know where I would put that. But, it's kind of just, like I said, working out of the garage, and then if you can find a field somewhere, getting outside and running whenever you can. So, that's kind of the name of the game right now. Do what you can with what you have.
And then what about long snapping itself, Reed? Reed Ferguson, by the way, Bill's long snapper, joining me here on WGR on the Wester Hotline. This is something that you're not going one-on-one. You're not a receiver against a cornerback. Quarterbacks can throw footballs. We know you can do that. You can snap. So how do you maintain, and is it any different than you would normally do this time of year?
It's not really too different than what I would normally be doing. I've had a little bit of a change because my brother is actually home living with me right now, and we're doing, he's training for the draft coming up here in less than 2 weeks. So we've been snapping, and I've been trying to, teach him and go through some training with him, as well as keep up with my training for myself. So that's been kind of keeping me busy on that front. But no, it's a lot of it, is really snapping and working on my blocking technique and stuff like that. So a lot of it can be non-contact, and that's kind of what we've been able to work on so far.
You mentioned your brother. Let's talk about him a little bit. He is coming into the NFL. He just won a national championship at LSU. First of all, take me through the emotions of watching your school, your alma mater, with your brother on the national stage winning the national championship, and now about seeing him go through this journey that you've already experienced on the path to the NFL.
Yeah, that was incredible it was kind of bittersweet being able to make it the championship game, because that I was only able to make it because we lost to Houston. But that was an incredible experience to be able to go down there and see him really fulfill. That's the ultimate goal. That's our Super Bowl. So for him to be able to do that, and with the season that they had, going undefeated and breaking all the records and whatnot, that was truly incredible to watch and a ton of fun. But then, kind of making the transition to the draft process, I've tried to give him as much advice from what I did and from how I approached the process, and kind of gone from there and laid out somewhat of a plan for how he's going to, approach the combine that he went to, the Senior Bowl, and some of the workouts and private workouts he was able to do before all the stuff was shut down. So,
is he coachable with you? Like, I mean, I'm sure he's coachable with his coaches. What about Big Brother? Does he listen to you? Does he say no? I know what I'm doing here.
No, he's coachable. He's open to, I think he understands that there's a lot to learn, and I myself have, it's. It's always a learning process. There's always more to learn, always more to work on. So, I'm just trying to give him as much as I can, that I've learned since I've been playing for, the past 4 years, and try to give him as much of that information that he can handle right now.
Bills long snapper Reed Ferguson joining me here on the West Her Hotline. All right, Reed, we all know that you are a big Office fan, The Office. Somebody asked me on Twitter, you should give him some Office trivia. So I dug up a Office trivia quiz. So I'm going to grab just a couple random questions from this, and you can try and answer. I'm sure you're going to be okay with it, but let's just see. Are you ready to play the Office trivia game here? We're going to do this. Here
oh,
we
my
go.
Goodness. This is a surprise. Yes,
I know. Go. Here we go. All right. In the Alliance episode, which I'm sure you remember, okay, Michael is asked by Oscar to donate to his nephew's walkathon for a charity. How much money does he donate, not realizing that the donation is per mile and not a flat amount? Do you remember?
I think it's thousands of dollars. I'm going to say 25 or 50.
It is 25. He donates $25, 25. Which means that's right. That's exactly right. So he has to donate.
Yeah.
So I think it cost him $2,500 in the end or something like that, right?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, a couple thousand dollars.
All right. Let's see on this one. What is the exclusive club that Pam, Oscar, and Toby Flenderson establish in the episode Branch Wars?
The Finer Things?
Yes, the Finer Things Club. Very
Finer
good.
Things Club.
Two for two. We all know that it's Jell-O, the substance Jim puts the supplies. All right, here we go. Hold on. Let me say, here's one. In Diversity Day, what famous comedian stand-up routine does Michael imitate?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, come on. It's a famous episode.
Is it the I Don't Get No Respect?
Yes. Who is that?
Oh, shoot.
No, it's not that one. It's not that one. It's not that one. It's an African-American comedian that he's acting like, and he says, how come he can do that, but I can't? Is it because I'm white?
Is it Jamie Foxx?
No, it's Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
Diversity Day, to me, is the best episode of The Office.
That is a great episode.
To me, that's number one. To me, that's number one.
That's a great one, but mine is the safety drills or whatever that one is with the great cold open.
Yeah.
Do you remember the episode, The Client? It says the employees were reading Michael's movie script. Which employee read the part of Golden Face?
Jim was Golden Face, wasn't he?
No, it was Oscar. I don't even remember this. This is a tough one. I did not remember this. I do remember the episode, The Client. I also remember the episode where they had to go out to lunch with the guy they thought was the mafia guy. Remember that one? And
yeah, he wants the...
what did he order? The Gabagool! He wanted the Gabagool. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Have you been watching Office reruns throughout this time, this quarantine time, or what?
On and off, and it's funny you say that. While I was eating lunch a little while ago, we were actually watching the episode called The Speech, where Dwight has to give the award speech, where he's banging his arms and, giving his speech. So
yes,
that was funny.
Yes. It was very funny, very funny. All right, hey, stay safe. I know you are, and, we can't wait to have football back. Before I let you go, though, you and I, we share a Yankees fandom kinship. We talk about them in the locker room a lot when I see you. How you doing with no baseball right now, man? How you doing with no Yankees?
It is absolutely crushing me. It is that if there's one thing that I'm, if there's a first world problem to have, it's being sad about no baseball right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, me too.
But it's cool. I saw the MLB actually put out today that they're doing like some kind of stream with one representative from each team, one player, and they're playing the MLB video game against each other. So, and they're going to be like streaming it and stuff. So that'll be at least a little bit of baseball content.
Yeah, we'll see where this whole thing goes. I hope we're playing football in the fall. I hope things get back to, how we can kind of put them in normal situation, I guess. I don't think it will be necessarily the same, but hopefully we'll get back to doing everything. And I know that includes not only the NFL, but for you, you're watching your LSU Tigers and all that kind of stuff. So we all hope this thing can get back to that. Hey, good luck to your brother throughout the draft. Congratulations to you on your engagement and all that stuff, and hope to see you soon. I can't wait to get back down to One Bills Drive, that's for sure.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me on and letting me spread the word about the people at the Children's Hospital. Appreciate them.
No doubt. SnapFlow69 on Twitter if you want more information about the Children's Hospital donations with Lenovo Pizza. Thanks, Reed.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That is Reed Ferguson, Bill's long snapper. So, he's got that going on, and that's really cool for him to do something like that. Anybody who can help in any way should. And again, it doesn't have to be financially. People who have means to help financially can help financially. If there's something you can do that can maybe just provide a service or an outlet or a distraction or whatever, a phone call to someone might mean a lot. I just saw Bulldog tweet about this, about a phone call that he had with Paul Hamilton. Just like, hey, they both needed it. They needed to talk a little bit. Anybody that needs something, maybe you can provide a service, some sort of help, do that. Reed's doing it in his own way to help out Oshai Children's Hospital with the help of Lenovo Pizza. They're doing sheet pizzas, 140 of them, delivering them to the workers, the frontline people. Really good stuff there. So we're really, really, happy that he's doing that and proud that we have someone like Reed Ferguson helping out here in the Buffalo community. He's down in Atlanta right now, and I know that that's going to be really nice for those workers over there to be able to be fed while they work really, really hard on the front lines of what's going on right now. Going to take a timeout. When I come back, we are going to replay John Harris, the Houston Texans sideline reporter, who joined me a little bit early in the program because I thought it was a fascinating interview with answers from him about the DeAndre Hopkins trade, how all that went down, what he thought about it, all that kind of stuff. So we'll get that with John Harris when we come back on WGR, and then it's Chopin the Bulldog at 3 o'clock doing their Easter draft with Greg Bauk. So stick around.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.